Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 15th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is purloin, spelled P-U-R-L-O-I-N. Purloin is a verb. To purloin is to take something that belongs to someone else, that is, to steal it. Purloin is much more formal sounding than steal, but is often, though not always, encountered in humorous contexts, suggesting that the theft is not serious. Here's the word used in a sentence from Forbes. The pitch for every tax scam is the same. We will help you avoid paying the IRS. While there are hundreds of legitimate ways to reduce your federal income tax bill, fraud merchants purloin millions through what the IRS calls its dirty dozen. Most of the swindles involve bogus tax breaks. Picture a pie cooling on a windowsill, peach, possibly, or perhaps plum, with perfect perfumed plumes puffing out from the holes poked in its crust. And then, suddenly, the pie is gone, as is our alliteration, at least for now. Those familiar with the classic pie windowsill thievery of cartoons and comics know that the dessert has not merely been stolen or even swiped, but purloined. Purloin comes from the Anglo-French verb purloigner, meaning to prolong, postpone, or set aside. English speakers of the 15th century borrowed purloin to use it in much the same way, applying it when someone sets something aside, concealing it so that it cannot be used by someone else. The sense meaning to steal developed not long after in the same century. The whiff of unseriousness often carried by purloin is not a constant. Even today, it is common to read reports of people purloining large sums of money, not just delicious plum pies. But purloin does tend to carry the same particular piquancy as pinch and pilfer. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.